Welcome to Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie, the show where science, scripture, and the sacred converge, and where the conversation about who you are and what's possible gets a whole lot bigger. Welcome, friends. We are back after the amazing retreat. So I wanted to let you know, and we will be on the next segment bringing Shana Jay on the show. And together we're going to share with you about what happened 2 days ago right here in Cornelius, right around the Lake Norman community. And by the way, if you are new to this show and you may have been one of the attendees at that retreat, we want to welcome you. So just as a little intro, especially for newbies, I am your host, Dr. Leslie Wells. I'm a doctor of chiropractic, an energy medicine facilitator, author, and founder of Faith Consciousness, which is a global movement anchored in the truth that life doesn't just happen to you, it flows through you. And Faith Consciousness, as an understanding, as a movement, as a curriculum even, is about moving into our mastery of helping to guide that flow intentionally so that it's not just random. We're not just blind to what's going on, but we begin through science and scripture to understand more and more about what our role is here as little ambassadors from heaven, and what our role is as this creative population made in, quote, the image of God as creators. What does God do? God calls things that are not as if they are, and then they become that, the scriptures tell us. And hence, we are those who are now ready, able, and at the era of this planetary evolution where that is our calling, to move into our highest potential as authors of this reality, divinely inspired, walking in alignment with the divine plan, okay? Understanding more and more who we are, what we're here for, and how we interact with this field, which shows up as our real 3D experience of planet Earth. Okay, this is where we start blurring the lines between the visible and the invisible. You know, it's been like over 100 years when Albert Einstein and some of his other colleagues in the scientific community proved solidly that what we perceive as solid, like this table right here that I'm touching, is actually mostly empty space. It's energy. It's subatomic particles and waves, waves of potentiality that are observed into what they call a particulate form, which means they then occur to us as solid matter. I love the example of trained martial artists, okay? So it is not logical, reasonable, and doesn't fit any laws of matter that a trained martial artist can focus their awareness on a concrete block in such a way that they can place a human fleshy soft tissue hand and strike that block of concrete and slice right through it like a hot knife through butter. Now, how is that possible? Is it magic? Is it supernatural? Is there some spiritual weird thing going on here? I'm here to share with you that the whole plethora of technology and information that's available to us now, that in the faith consciousness arena we call the technology of faith, will show you the science of how and why that is very possible, reasonable, and logical when you know how to focus intentionally. So now we're moving into this era where we can begin to align with what's possible, gain the wisdom and the understanding and the technology, begin to discipline, train, and make normal for ourselves the ways of thinking, perceiving, and focusing that allows us to move from victims of our history to authors of our destiny. That's what we're here for. And this is now the era. So we welcome you, friends, whether you're returning now or you're new to this conversation. I wanted to let you know more about me, okay, as your host, so you have a little more understanding. Those that came to the retreat got to meet me, some for the first time, as not just a spokesperson, not just your host on the show, but as a practitioner, a facilitator, a bringer of gifts that can bring alignment, healing, and actually reorganize your energetic architecture in such a way that physical shifts take place, mental shifts, mindset shifts, and nervous system shifts take place powerfully. And on the day, it was demonstrated within 10 minutes. So through the day, I was doing 10-minute mini sessions of what I call network spinal energetics. This is one of a plethora of gifts on this planet right now where facilitators like myself have been trained and prepared to masterfully assist you in reorganizing your own body, mind, and your state of being. So you are the healer. God has created you in such a way that there is a divine wisdom flowing through your vessel, your being, your temple here on earth, that physical body. And your nervous system is wired and programmed to be able to organize and orchestrate through you divine health, wealth, positive positioning in your mindset, and higher wisdom. You have access to all of that. It's all about moving into alignment with that which we often call God, Yeshua, Jesus. I was sharing on the day in my little talk that word, that English word God that we've placed on the original context of our scriptures actually came from a German word pronounced something like Gute, which is about good. Okay, so we're kind of calling the incomprehensible, we're calling it good. And isn't that lovely? Okay, but I love to use other terms because, like a lot of commonly used terms, we can get to where we're not really present and we're not really thinking when we say that term. You know, I think some people feel that the word love is way overused. Like, really, what do you mean when you think, say, or feel that word love? Well, what do we mean when we say the term God? Let's just give a little respect to that divine essence that truly will always be, to some degree, a mystery to our third dimensional minds. On that note, I want you to take a deep breath in. Stay tuned. We're going to take a little break and we'll see you back in just a few moments. This is Faith Consciousness Radio. And we're back. This is Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie, bringing you into more of what is possible and how you can be the bringer of it. All righty then, friends, we want to recap the retreat. So 2 days ago, Shayna J, and I'm just going to bring her onto the mic now. We got Shayna J, my guest co-host, again joining us as she has been for the last several shows. Welcome today, Shayna.
Hi, and happy Thursday.
Thank you. So, boy, didn't we have fun at that retreat.
Yeah, that was a fun day.
Yeah.
It was sunny and the water, looking at the water and smelling the fresh air. Everybody was in a happy mood.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, not just that. Everybody was in a happy mood, but the people that showed up were so, you know, I don't know if it was just the field that we all walked into, but everyone showed up so authentically, so open-hearted, so open. Mm-hmm. You know, it just felt really easy to be yourself, to talk to everyone, and to feel like I've known you.
Yeah, you know? I call that hungry. You know, they were excited to be there and hungry for new information.
Yeah. And maybe we all were kind of hungry for each other, too, mm-hmm. because there was just an instant feeling of community, like we've been here before. There was none of, I don't know, that little bit of something that normally is there when you show up with strangers.
Yeah, it's awkwardness, and you're not sure what to say or how to approach them, or they're not sure how to approach you either.
Yeah, it was interesting because it was friendly, like none of that was there. It was so friendly. It was friendly and familiar. Mm-hmm. Like it just felt, you know, almost like a family reunion or people you've been with before. There was mm-hmm. just some, it was awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of like a soul family experience.
Yeah. Yeah. So just to share with the listeners, there were 50 participants and there were fellow facilitators and exhibitors there who were representing their gifts and offerings and you know, being a part of the day. So there are a number of people who were helping the participants go through some amazing experiences, myself being one of those. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we were out on the patio of this lovely building. This was at the Peninsula Yacht Club there in the neighborhood in Cornelius called the Peninsula. And there it had like this kind of wraparound covered porch that was beautiful, overlooking the lawn and the water. On the lawn was where they actually did the guided yoga class. So we had tons of people out there with the yoga instructor in the sunshine right there by the lake doing yoga. That was kind of how everything started. They had sound healing with a magnificent sound healer working her singing bowls and lifting the frequency through sound. And that was awesome. And I brought my little portable table out there and set it up right there on the porch. So we had a number of people hop on my table, have a 10-minute mini experience of what I call network spinal energetics. And that is a blended energy method that focuses particularly on foundationally the nervous system, the central nervous system and the spine, causing the brain to find and release adverse mechanical cord tension or spinal cord tension, which, by the way, this tension that we're talking about is holding energy and information from perceived trauma from the past. So what they were doing was being assisted in releasing baggage they're still carrying from the past. Okay, and it's not happy stuff, all right? It's heavy.
Usually, yeah.
It's heavy. Well, the tension with information from perceived trauma is never joyous and happy. Yeah. That perceived trauma brings us into that fight or flight kind of fear and survival response of the nervous system, and we can get that data from that moment locked in. Mm-hmm. And that's what those tension patterns are. Does it serve us? Never. Okay. It is just, it's like, how much does it serve you to have a ball and chain on your ankle when you're trying to swim? Mm-hmm. Okay. If we're trying to elevate into higher consciousness and flow in life, we want to release what's heavy and holding us down. Okay. But how to do that with ease and grace and safety? Okay, that's what it's all about. And this is not about talk therapy. It's not about digging down and digging up and finding and analyzing anything. It is about causing the nervous system, which is such a brilliant wisdom-bringing system. We are created with such intelligence within us. It's just a matter of accessing it, you know? So the brain begins to find these tension patterns that it hasn't been aware of. And then with that heightened awareness and the brain going, why are we contracting this right here? Okay, it's like, oh, I didn't realize what I was doing here. It's what we don't know that we don't know. Now we're introducing, pointing the brain to what's happening there. And then the response to that is the nervous system spontaneously develops strategies to connect with and release that tension, okay? Which means the tissues themselves go into ease. Your spine essentially elongates from its more contracted state. You know how we expect people to get shorter as they get older? Okay, some of that is because of that continually building state of compressive force from that tension of just building up the baggage from the years and years and years of perceived traumas, moments of discord within ourselves that weighs us down and shrinks us. So we can actually literally, and clients do, get taller as the body starts to unwind these tension patterns, elongate those tissues, and cause more ease and space. Okay, that's what happens as the spine begins to move into its more natural, unencumbered state. So we were doing these sessions that help people release this tension. Sometimes people get a wave through the spine. It's a spontaneous response that the nervous system prompts called a somatopsychic wave. And then there's also work where I'm engaging with their biofield, okay, that electromagnetic field that every living thing has around it, which also essentially this is where the data is that is then being projected into the physical body. So this is where we're working more very specifically energetically and in that invisible field, that consciousness that is the bigger part of our vessel of who and what we are as we're navigating here on this planet. So this is where the body-mind becomes kind of one conglomerate, and that's a word that I love to use is body-mind. The body, mind, and spine. And now it's about aligning that. So that's what I was doing. I was spending time working on people and helping them have an experience in their body, which for most of them was brand new. There were a few that had had sessions with me before, but most folks, it was a brand new experience. And so that was a joy and pleasure of my own heart to bring my gifts and have them received and be a blessing to folks that were there. So that was beautiful. And if you are new to the show or if you are new to hearing about my work, I want to invite you. This is the first time I'm going to let you know where you can find me online as a practitioner. My website is bodymindalignhealth.com. Again, it you spell it just like you would the individual words, body, mind, align, A-L-I-G-N, health. And it's just all one conglomerate is that URL. And that's where you'll find online more information about this amazing work that I'm blessed to be a bringer of. I trained in this, over 25 years ago, beginning in New Zealand from the developer of this work named Dr. Donald Epstein, who is a teacher of chiropractors. So the foundational work that this is built upon is network spinal. It's only taught to chiropractors. In some states, it is acknowledged as a chiropractic method. In others, it's not. I have to admit, it's a long, long way from what you would perceive as a chiropractic spinal adjustment. It's far from that. Mm-hmm. So I get where some states are saying, hey, wait a minute. You know, this is not just about aligning the spine, even though that is one of the side effects, but this is purely very, very light touch. It is an energetic method, and it does change your world. So I am practicing as an energy medicine facilitator with that work, as well as a number of other modalities that I do bring, one of which is a breathwork method called SRI that complements that network spinal energetics, and Dr. Epstein developed that one as well as bringing my faith consciousness readings, which is where I open myself into those spiritual gifts that scriptures describe, those gifts of the Holy Spirit, and abilities, including prophecy and divine knowledge. So yes, scientifically now we understand that as being able to tap into this field that we're talking about on this show every day, the field of data, information, where there is no timeline and there's data about the past, present, and potential future that you're aligned with. This isn't new, friends. In the scriptures, we've got many accounts of prophecy and even Jesus or Yeshua bringing in information about someone that they wouldn't have ordinarily have known, like, how would you know that about me, about the past, okay, or about the present, or about the potential future. So yes, today those same beautiful gifts are available and here and ready for you now, as are abilities for you to engage with your world intentionally. Stay tuned, and when we come back, you're going to get into more of what's possible. And we're back. This is Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie, where we are exploring what is possible as you engage as creator on earth. And we're back. And friends, I wanted to, after sharing with you a bit about my work as a practitioner and facilitator and the joys of bringing that to that amazing retreat this week, 2 days ago, right here on Lake Norman in North Carolina. Shana Jay was there with me, my dear colleague and friend. She was there, and I want to take a moment today to properly introduce her. She's become a beautiful presence in my life and on this show. So Shana and I met recently in life, and this is how faith consciousness works. You move into alignment more and more with the highest and best, the divine plan. When you get into flow, when you get into that, I'm going to call it the flow frequency, people that are a match to you and your world begin to flow into your life frequently. The flow frequency brings flow frequently. All right. And so Shana and I met, we instantly had a rapport and saw so many things that we had in common. And one of them is our passion for bringing our gifts to the world and helping support people into bettering their lives, their awareness, their consciousness, and their engagement with the divine, or that which we call God. Now, we began with having Shana on with the incredible story of her fall to rise, where she fell 50 feet, had an amazing, I'll call it a near-death experience, that turned into a new life experience and was virtually miraculous. So that was fascinating to learn about. And then getting to know her further is to get to know the gifts that she brings. And I watched her in action 2 days ago with a number of her gifts, but she was there foundationally representing herself as a consultant of feng shui. So Shana, we were talking about the scriptures. It's really interesting, the things that we often don't know or hear about from the pulpit that are in the Bible. There's scriptures about how environments have been rearranged or purified for alignment. Okay, that is all over the Bible, Old and New Testament. So I'm going to sprinkle that in a few minutes. But first, I'm going to turn it over to you, Shana. Tell the listeners, tell us all a little bit about your journey and how you moved into wellness and then into this specialty of feng shui.
Thank you. That's a great opening. And it's big. It's big. So I'm reminded that before I fell, and I think I mentioned this when I talked about that on the show at that time of when we first started, that I had already been working with my angels, that I already had been working with essential oils. And the one thing that I didn't mention at the time was that I had already been doing feng shui. my home.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, I have to interject this real quick because I love to bridge where what we're talking about is also connected to Scripture. Friends, did you know that the wise men who came to the birth of baby Jesus brought frankincense and myrrh,
right,
which are two potent essential oils?
And that mostly helped to prevent inflammation.
Oh, okay.
They're very, very powerful, especially for this time with a lot of aches and pains.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the feng shui was an interesting story because in and of itself, I started seeing miracles happening in my home, in my relationship, and in my prosperity, and the way I was being moved and guided into the world so that I could help others, work with others, and show them the gifts, the gifts and changes and transformation that I was experiencing.
Mm.
So a transformation, you know, people don't think about living in their home as a possibility for transformation, but yet you're sitting there with a living being, being the energy of who you are, how you think, how you talk, how you behave in your home, and your home reflects that.
Right.
So when it reflects that, it reflects it out, but it also reflects it back to you. Mm-hmm. So when you're having a cyclical problem, something going on that is, you know, happens over and over again, and you don't understand why, or you tried to fix it, and then it's
like a pattern that keeps showing up.
Like a pattern that it actually, if you change your thought patterns, and if you look at the energy will be either flat or blocked. And what we need to do is just help it move.
Mm-hmm.
So in China, it's called qi. You might have heard that word. Mm-hmm. It's pretty common now.
Like qigong.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tai chi.
Mm-hmm. And those are physical things. But the qi in your home is energy.
Mm-hmm. It's just, well, no, the tai chi and qigong, that is about energy flow through the body. It's absolutely the same thing.
I understand, but I'm talking about the home.
Yeah. So your body is your temple, and then your outer home is that outer temple.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like tai chi for the home.
Only like it's moving, feng shui.
Yeah, feng shui.
It's got its own name.
Yeah. So yeah, I gotta plug something in here. Genesis 2:8 says God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and scholars note that the structure of Eden and its environs were arranged in the shape of the later tabernacle and temples. God intentionally designed the first dwelling environment. And real quick, one more. Exodus 25:9 says, God speaking here, you must make the tabernacle and design all its furnishings according to the pattern I show you.
Mm.
God didn't leave the design of sacred space to chance or to personal taste.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a reason for all that.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. And how many people actually honor the sacred space of God in their home?
Mm. Yeah.
It's powerful when you do have a space just for your connection with God.
Wow.
It's very powerful. So that's how I started. And it kept growing and growing as I shared this feng shui with other people. And they would tell me some problems that were going on. And I would say, well, let's just try to do some feng shui in your home. So let me see. So I got trained by the way I got trained with everything through divine presence. Mm. Through me, because I opened up that channel that was willing to hear what are the gifts that I'm here to share with people.
Oh, what a big question for all of us to ask. What are the gifts that I am here to share with the world? Okay, because every one of us has been brought here to share.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. So it grew and grew, and I learned more and more. And as I learned, I started seeing miracles of healing. One little girl was in the hospital when I did the feng shui for her parents' home, which was pretty chaotic in there. And I just changed this quick story. I changed the little girl from being in a in a corner of the house, her bedroom, didn't work for her energy, and that's how she got sick.
Okay.
And so we moved her, after we cleaned everything up, into a better space where she's healing and healthy and whole, and she comes home from the hospital still sick, and a week later she healed in her own bed.
Oh, wow.
You know, so that's like unexplainable.
So, you know, I've not shared this with you yet, Shana, but when I lived in New Zealand, I had a roommate, or in New Zealand we call it a flatmate, when you have a number of people sharing spaces in like a big house. In New Zealand we didn't have apartment complexes, so single people like were roommates in a bigger home. And his name was Darren, and he was an architect, and he created architecture with feng shui in mind. Okay, so he created energy-enhanced architecture, and he designed a hospital that was built in Australia that was designed energetically to help heal, just
beautiful.
Like you're describing. Is that
beautiful.
Amazing?
That's so beautiful.
Just amazing.
Yeah, and actually, I want to put in a little bit of plug for my impression of Alara International.
Mm-hmm.
I have been living in a lot of different states and always known the healers or met the healers of the area. And I need to tell you, when I was told about Alara and I went there, the place is just absolutely one of the best healing places I've ever seen, has the best equipment and the best healers.
Beautiful. And yeah. You can feel
and
it when you walk in the door. You can
principles.
Feel it when you walk in. It's beautiful.
It's built on feng shui principles.
Yes. Okay, friends, we're going to take another break. We will be back with more in just a few moments. We're back. This is Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie, where you move into the driver's seat and move from victim of your history to author of your destiny. Now, we're in that conversation with Shana J about this whole reorganizing of your energetic environment by changing your home, changing how things are placed and positioned in the home. The science and art is called feng shui, and I'm going to read a little scripture that's very related to that. This is so awesome. Genesis 1:2, friends, we're going to go all the way back to God's creation of this world. Before creation, the spirit, and the actual word is ruach, which means wind, breath, spirit. The spirit of God hovered over the waters. In Hebrew, ruach means wind, breath, and spirit. It's all the same word. So God was literally placing his spirit or wind over the surface of the waters. Wind over water, which is the precise translation of the Chinese words feng shui. Mm-hmm. So God's first act was to bring order and presence to a disordered environment, and his own wind spirit presence over water was feng shui.
Isn't that amazing?
And I turn it over now to Shana J.
I'm so grateful that you actually found that quote. It just warms my heart. So, because a lot of people don't know what it is and the value. Mm. So when you start getting interested and you do little things like changing your front door so that blessings come in, opportunities come in. You put a little water feature in the front, like a bird feeder or a water fountain or something. And it enhances the chi when you walk in. So then when you walk in, you are in harmony with your environment. Mm-hmm. And then when you leave your home, you walk out with all of that support from your home with you during your day. And then if you come home depleted, guess what? You walk back in and your home is there to support you.
Okay, well, while you're talking about that and that whole thing about water, you know, at the mm-hmm. entry, mm-hmm. I must talk about money, 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 okay? Here's what I know. I lived in New Zealand for 17 years, And I saw, especially, it started with Hong Kong Bank that opened while I was there. And they put a waterfall right in front of their front door. Mm-hmm. Okay. So did ANZ Bank after that. And so did I watch bank after bank have a running waterfall mm-hmm. just outside and facing exactly. the entrance of the bank.
Exactly.
So, and I know that they were understanding and complying with mm-hmm. the wisdom of feng shui
Absolutely.
To help benefit their businesses.
You know, in China itself, people do not buy a home or start a business without having a feng shui consultant with them. They don't. They just don't. So I could give you another story, but I don't want to take time doing that. I want to say that the harmony that you can have by transforming your home just by moving a chair to face a doorway puts you in a commanding position in your life. So you're now at the helm of your own life. Mm-hmm. And in every single room, that almost every room I go into, there's blockages of furniture to block off rooms or make it feel like it's a complete setting, but it's really not. It's really blocking the energy flow. Hmm. And so you want from room to room, the energy, the chi, to keep building and building and moving and moving. And that's where you get the grace. So prosperity is part of it. I mean, there's nothing in life that's left out. You know, there's even a...
Well, money is just energy. You know, it's
exactly,
currency.
Exactly.
Right?
It's mm-hmm. the current mm-hmm. of energy. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
Well, I noticed that there were several participants at the retreat who were kind of flocking to you going, I love feng shui.
Yeah.
Right? I saw that. There
Would
were some women there who were already very familiar
yeah.
and eager
yeah.
to get some, you know, upgrades to the energy
well,
flow in their own
homes. Exactly. In fact, this morning I followed up with a woman who I talked to there, and she was already knew about feng shui when she lived in England. She had someone work with her feng shui in her home. So now she's starting her business and intending for her business to change a little bit. So now she's changing the energy in her home to support her because her office is in her home.
Mm.
So when your office is in your home, that doesn't disrupt your energy. It actually adds to it. So when you get frustrated around your work, you want your energy to still keep flowing. It's okay to get frustrated, but you don't want your energy to get blocked or held. So, yeah.
Oh, you don't want it to move from the office into the bedroom.
Exactly.
Right. Hello.
Exactly.
Not good for marriage.
Exactly. You know, I worked with a woman. She wanted to get pregnant. We changed her bedroom. She loves it. Her husband is flourishing in his job, and they created an art studio in one of their rooms where it was vacant and it happened to be in the money corner. So, you know, all these different things make a difference and your home reflects you.
Absolutely.
So how important it is.
So friends, I just want to acknowledge that there was a time in my life that this all sounded really weird and mm-hmm. mystical, magical, you know, not something I would be attracted to. Until I began to learn more, okay? It is just about what we don't know that we don't know. And just as we know scientifically that this physical world is based on an energetic template, and so is your physical body, mm-hmm. and energy medicine is becoming very, very popular because it is what gets to the cause, not treating the symptoms or the effect, but the true cause. Ultimately, we find of dis-ease in the body, it is also the cause, invisibly, of dis-ease of your home. Mm-hmm. And I began, those of us who are sensitive to energy, who feel it, or who are what we would call an empath, okay? And trust me, I have, even when I was doing traditional chiropractic care, I could walk into the room and feel suddenly a pain down my leg. And I go, Mrs. Jones, have you got sciatica down yet? How did you know? Okay, mm-hmm. because my field would pick up on hers and I would feel in my body what's going on with this woman. This is not magic. It is now scientifically understood through quantum physics. We're understanding this field. Okay, for many years, I couldn't sit. I would sit at a table in a restaurant in a chair, and I would feel so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but I finally learned that just ask, can I please move over there? Mm-hmm. Can I? And I would end up changing seats, and I didn't know why. And when I got my first little book on feng shui, I was like, you're kidding me. That's why I have to move when I sit at that table. That's why I ended up going, I hate that chair over here. I don't know why, but I move it over there and it feels better. So now I start to understand what my experience already was. Mm-hmm. It's just that most folks aren't as sensitive. There, it's a gift and a curse, okay? And, you know, to all this energy as I am, and they need, and we do, you know, it helps a lot to go intentionally and with a knowing and say, you know, what is the wisest way to organize this space? Mm-hmm. So, you know, what people gravitate to this the most?
I think what's interesting to me is it's kind of like the book falling off the shelf and hitting your head. That metaphor where you get awakened to something new. And that's kind of the way it happened for me. But also, people are interested in making their life better. Mm. When they know that they're uncomfortable and they can't figure out why, then it's really important for them to look somewhere else. And when they start to, like if they start yoga, that starts introducing them to the energetic flow in their body. And when they start getting that, they go, well, gee, the brain is very brilliant. And it gives you clarity where you don't have it. When you have feng shui working in your home, you are so creative. Your mind just comes up with ideas because the clutter is gone. Mm. Just like, you know, this decluttering that Marie Kondo does. Right. My God, what a blessing that is for people. And when you do that and actually honor that, that's your home, your sanctuary. I call it your sanctuary is your home and your castle is your office. Because your castle is where you produce. Mm. So you want to have that be, you know, working in your favor with your highest chi available. So when you change your intentions, it's really important to make changes in your energy field. And if you can't see it, then you call in somebody, because a flat energy is something that people usually don't recognize.
And the term just came to me, energetic pollution. This is like clearing the air
definitely.
Of that pollution. So how can folks find you online if we want to, you know, get a consultation with you?
So my website is Feng Shui Harmony Solutions.
You need to spell that out, the feng shui
it's
part.
Plural. Yeah. I will.
Yeah.
So feng shui, it's F-E-N-G, not F-U-N-G. Mm-hmm. F-E-N-G. S-H-U-I, and then harmonysolutionsplural.com. And I now have a calendar in there that you can contact me right away, and we can have an intro talk that's free and just see
awesome.
How it can help you.
Awesome. So great. So now you know how to reach Shana J. Friends, every Thursday you show up here. I want you to know that's not an accident. You tune to this frequency because something in you already knows. So this is Dr. Leslie reminding you that you are never alone. You are worthy. You are loved. And all is well.
Great radio doesn't end here. Catch the full episode and dive or
Cannonball!
Into our archives on the WSIC News app.
WSIC 105.9 FM, 100.7 FM, 1400 AM, Statesville, Lake Norman's home for NASCAR. WSIC, local starts here.